like your girl. And he got fight stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel. See on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water. Eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya. Police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat a nigga like he 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam and the pink like Killer Cam.
When I zoom on that stick, no way.
I'm so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good.
Dick will roll the eyes back in the skull.
Rollin' when you ride, poppin'. Rollin' when you ride, about to ride.
Got one street actin', turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016, burn some discs. 2017, ideas, playing off Walgreen. This a cult, not a click on the net. With a cup, in a cup, activist.
That's a double edge, it's a knife. And I don't like to fight till I'm fighting. Revenge in the air makes my lungs sick. Chopper in the sky like a gun trick. Clips on clips like Mike. It's really a
see both sides like Chanel.
See on both sides like Chanel.
It's really you on my mind. It's really you on my mind. It's really you. It's really you on my mind.
Need both sides of the 12. Need both sides of the L. Free smoke rings in they hell. Sleet snow grind for the well. Whole team diamonds is real. Show them how to shine by themselves. You need a cosign for your hell. I need that bitch to grind on my belt. I know you need to drive for my belt. I know you see the drive in itself. No matter black on the ride, cause it's stale. But it's stale. I see both sides like Chanel. I see both sides like Chanel.
My pocket's snug. They can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa. My Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby boy, amazing the cash on unknown. I mean my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home. My pocket snug, they can't hold my 7. They ban my Visa, my Amex and MasterCards. I got new money and it's all cash. I got new bags and they all collapsed. I rubber band a bunch of $1,000 Delta gift cards. I mean my baby boy, amazing the cash on unknown. I mean my baby boy, blazing the dash, got money at home. What is up, everybody? You are listening to 91.5 WMFO.org in Medford and Somerville. This is Anything Is Possible with James Gregoire. And we've got an ensemble of amazing guests today here to talk.
Too much talent.
Too much talent. We have too much talent. Our draft value is too... We've got too many good prospects from the draft. Yeah, that would have been a good joke if I had thought of it like a few seconds before I did. Anyway.
Some good organic laughter.
Yeah, there you go. We have in the studio today Matt McDermott,
Ryan Bird,
Joe Barafati,
Rory Buckman,
Matt Denier,
Jackson.
Young HK.
Young HK. His first name is Young. His last name is HK. That's his full name. No, his real name is Lance.
The robber.
Exposed.
Lance the robber.
Rance the robber.
Young HK.
Rance the robber.
Anyways.
Rance the Lobster.
We got a wonderful program for you today. We're going to be talking about such topics as the National Basketball Association, you know, the outdoors, you know. We're going to hear, you know, some good stuff today. Anyways, my first question is, who is the greatest figure to ever exist on the planet Earth? Who is the most influential good figure?
It's a pretty broad question.
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
Who's the most influential figure?
Well, I mean, that's kind of...
And why is it Lil Pump?
The answer is Lil Pump.
That's a little deceiving, right? Because, I mean, Lil Pump is really just Tupac reincarnated. So, it's really just Tupac.
He's Tupac and Jesus. And his album got the same score as Damn by a popular YouTube reviewer. So, he's basically Kendrick Lamar.
Anthony Fantano.
At 17.
Yo, Lil Boat got an 8, though, so...
There you go.
Yeah, Lil Boat, he trash. he good sometimes, but...
No, like the album. The album Lil Boat got an 8.
Oh, I feel. Okay. But did Teenage Emotions get that? Probably
Rankings
not.
Don't matter.
Rankings don't matter.
A very influential figure once said that.
That would be Luke O'Connor.
These are all not very good picks. I'm going to go out there and have a serious pick, and I'm going to say Muhammad, because my favorite historian says it's Muhammad, and I'm just going to go with his opinion.
That's an interesting force for good.
Muhammad first. Here, I'll give you his list. I remember most of it. Muhammad first. Second would be Isaac Newton. Third would be Jesus Christ. Fourth being Paul the Evangelist, and then five would be Isaac Newton. Albert twice. Einstein. My bad.
Well, just the fact that you said Isaac Newton twice means that your list is we didn't appreciate it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It was very well prepared. Thank you.
Isaac Newton's crazy.
I don't know how you came up with a list of the top five most influential people in history.
Yeah, he boiled it down to who invented how relevant the are your ideas to
printing
today?
Press. Who's the printing press?
Gutenberg.
I put him at one.
What?
I put him at one.
You would?
Dude, printing press is like, that's what changed everything in the world.
But like, there'd been iterations of that around in China before that. I mean... For Western Europe, it was Gutenberg.
Would it have existed without him?
Chinese
yes.
Gutenberg number one.
You know what
the
I mean?
Guy who invented
yeah.
paper.
Okay. So I guess the most important invention was the printing press. Maybe not that guy, because it could have been invented. Someone could have stumbled across it later.
Why would?
Most likely, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Jackson, back to your list. What reasons did the historian have for Muhammad as one, Jesus three? Because when you think of in terms of...
Because Jesus didn't spread a lot of his own message, and he led that to other people.
Word.
And by the time that Muhammad himself died...
It makes a ton of sense, yeah.
Yeah, he actually built his own empire.
Yeah, no, Muhammad was a military fucking conquester.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's 3 weeks in a row, HK.
No.
My sincere apologies.
Nice work. We're off to a great start.
Mentioning Muhammad's name.
That's actually weird.
We referred to the image, actually.
Dude, but Isaac Newton, number two, you could definitely make a point. You could definitely make the argument that Isaac Newton could be number one also.
Yeah.
Like, the grandfather and inventor of, like, calculus and physics. That's just... I mean, that's like... Like, that's how we push the bounds of human existence, you know?
Right.
His two inventions are, like, our chief tools.
Yeah, what about Euler? If you're talking, like, math science.
Are we talking, like, Brazilian?
I don't know who that is.
Dude, Euler
we
was...
We talking nerds?
Euler was, like, he discovered so many things and then didn't communicate them, but, like, sort of communicated them inside the math community, but people stole his ideas. They started naming theorems after the second person to discover them, after Euler.
Huh.
Because he just had so much.
Yeah.
There you go.
He had, like, E to the iPod.
Yeah, part of these lists is, like, being your own good publicist. So, like, you know, a lot of people have writings about Isaac Newton or, you know, that guy Jesus Christ, but like being able, yeah, you some people have heard of him, but like a lot of being remembered is like other people buying into your own hype. So
brand management.
Yeah, brand management. Definitely. You got it. When you die, basically, you got to be remembered. And I don't know, you're Euler. I'd never heard of him, so.
Yeah, I guess by definition, you have to be a well-known name.
Yeah.
To be most influential, because if your name isn't the one associated with it, I mean, then you didn't really exert the influence on the world.
Yeah.
You know, whoever made the knowledge more publicized really exerted the influence.
What about Tesla versus
Tesla
actually,
versus Edison?
Yeah, actually, Edison's like still a highly good influential figure.
But Edison
extremely.
Doesn't have a dope car company.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Smooth transition.
Anyways, let's get a fresh perspective. I don't know if this is the fresh perspective, but Joe is a freshman. And he has a perspective, and so it's the fresh perspective.
So here's the fresh perspective, guys. My freshman history class today learned all about Galileo Galilei, an Italian like myself, amazing astronomer. He helped discover that the universe was not centered on the Earth, and that the planets rotated the sun, and challenged all the critical doctrines of the Catholic Church while doing so. And this guy is so dope. That even though he was like threatened to be killed for his what he discovered, he stuck with it.
That's bold.
And then he got killed, right?
Well, everybody dies eventually. Rest.
Right.
he died in house arrest.
In what?
In house arrest. Like the Catholic Church.
Starved him out?
No, they just like said you can't leave your house. You can't publish anything. You're just there for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Oh.
Same thing with Pope Hot.
So he just lived out the rest of his days, like not having zero contact with the outside?
Yeah, but he was an old man anyways. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yo, I'll tell you what. If I was put at risk by a governing body of some sort that wanted, or not, I don't know if I could call them a governing body, but a group that wanted me to stop doing it, and they were like, we're going to arrest you or kill you, I'd be like, word. And then like either stop doing that or leave. So like respect to the OGs out there who are sticking to their guns. Yeah,
true.
There you go.
Like there are people who do that on principle, you know. They might not even think that the matter at hand is of the utmost importance, but if they die on their principles, they consider that a good death, you know. And
that's a good death.
And why can't it be?
There you go. We're talking about some big topics here on Anything Is Possible Radio, 91.5 FM. Right now, we're gonna segment to transition to another segment. This segment is called Rory Reads a PSA, and he's gotta pick one right now. No, just because I wanted to watch you do that.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped a floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal E5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Watch out for tornadoes, kids.
Watch out for tomatoes.
Yo, imagine living in Tornado Alley.
Oh,
like,
it'd be whack.
That's just part of life, is understanding that, like,
yeah,
at any point in time, I can be given a 24-hour warning that all of my stuff is going to get broken.
Yeah.
Dang it.
You're like, all right, you got 24 hours with your house, and then you got to go underground. Just have a really good 24 hours with it, because it's going to all go away.
Do you comb your hair?
I usually don't.
Yeah, me neither.
I lived in Colorado for a bit, and at school we had tornado like drills,
mm-hmm.
and it was like the most useless thing ever, because we just got to like, it was a one-story building.
Right.
Just went to the center of the building, hid underneath a desk. That's not going to do anything if a tornado comes.
Right.
Like, well, we'd all be screwed.
Wouldn't the center be more likely to be structurally intact?
I guess so, but if it's a big enough tornado, I feel like the whole building would just be ripped apart.
It's probably easier to find all your bodies. Do that. Did you hear the guy? There was some mayor in Florida after this most recent hurricane was telling people, all right, everyone should evacuate or you're going to die. But if you stay, you should write your social security number and your last name on your leg so they can identify you.
Oh my God. That's creepy.
Yeah. It's like, you're welcome to stay. I can't force you to. But if you stay, you do have to write your social security number so they can recycle it.
There you
go. Part of a scare tactic to, like, try and get more people to leave. So it's like,
absolutely, yeah.
Smart.
It's crazy, though.
Yeah, and it ended up not being... No. I mean, there are people who, they thought Key West was going to absolutely obliterate it. The Key West Police Department Twitter feed was literally saying, like, there is literally zero hope of surviving this storm. The entire island will be wiped off the face of the earth. You need to get out now. If anyone's still there, they need to leave.
That's a little dramatic.
But that's what they were writing.
Yeah.
Key West.
And then, like, people survived it, you know? And of course, there were people in Key West who just wrote out, like, no, I'm not leaving.
Does that build distrust?
Did you see some of the tweets from the Irish tornado? No. That stuff was so funny because they don't get tornadoes in Ireland usually, and Irish people are typically pretty funny people.
Right.
And it's like, oh, another day off work. Like, all the pub sides were like, go drink at home. Please don't come here. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't come to the pub during this time.
They didn't need to be told, like, my home state of Florida not to shoot at the storm. So props, Ireland. We had to be told that at Irma. Because people were shooting at it with their guns. So.
There you go.
Gotta love it.
I wonder if shooting at the storm, like, people weren't, like, obviously smart people wouldn't be trying to kill the storm as, like, it would make it sound in a news headline like that, but I wonder if there's any crazy effects, like, if you're shooting into the high winds, like, you can see your bullet, like,
yeah,
see or crazy shit.
I wonder if your bullet becomes part of the storm.
Like, if it's another piece of debris or something.
Yeah, exactly, and, like, imagine, like, it's being carried at high speed winds and a bullet just comes through the side of the house. Like,
I wonder if it'd, like, speed up.
Imagine if you were trying to ride out a storm and the storm carries the bullet through your house and, like, hits you. And you're just in your house riding out a storm, you just got shot.
Imagine if you were the one who shot the bullet and then it came back and hit you.
That'd be perfect.
It'd be like a boomerang type thing. That'd actually, like, be kind of sad, though, you know, because then you could die. But, yeah, that'd suck. What natural processes caused there to be a tornado in Ireland?
It
never happened.
Yeah, no,
a tornado. Oh, I thought you said that. Okay.
Yeah. I said tornado. Yeah.
Well,
that's why
it was a hurricane.
That's why I was extra hurricane, like, Irish tornado. This sounds hilarious.
Hurricane Ophelia. Yeah. It's pretty funny occurrence.
Typhoon Lan hit Japan today, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Japan just keeps getting hit, man.
I do not know what category it was. Maybe we'll get that brought up. But yeah, Typhoon Land. There's a lot of storms going around. Yeah. Very
we'll call and tell her where it's
talking
later.
Talking climate change.
Right.
They were observing, you know how they observe La Nina and El Nino, the current patterns that happen every year? They do it by just, like, checking water temperatures, and then there are certain signs that go off, like certain temperatures at certain times, which indicate El Nino or La Nina, right? They thought they were getting temperature signs this year for La Nina, and they were very heavy and very pronounced, and then it never came, but they were seeing, like, weird current patterns and current temperatures that they weren't used to seeing, which they believe could be also caused as to why there's so many storms this season.
There you go.
The more you know.
Stormy, man. I'm telling you.
So according to BuzzFeed News, this was one of the best tweets from Hurricane Ophelia. So the quote is, world, dangerous deadly storm heading right for you, Ireland. Do we get the day off? Well, world, yes, but Ireland. Yo! Hashtag Ophelia.
Yo, Ophelia is a sick name for a hurricane or a tornado or
it's
whatever.
It's a little ominous.
They gotta make scarier names for these hurricanes and then people will listen.
Do you think they should call them like the Grim Reaper hurricane?
Yeah, there was a meme about that though. I was like, yo, you guys want people to evacuate, don't be calling it like Hurricane Irma. Like, it sounds like my aunt's coming to town, you know? Like, it's not that bad. call it Hurricane Darth Megatron 3000. I'm getting out of Florida.
Yeah. Darth there Megatron 3000.
There was a joke on Family Guy a while ago, and it's like Hurricane Pat making his or her way up the coast. They get like a super androgynous name and like...
Ridiculous. That's good. That is...
Don't assume the hurricane's gender.
That's true, too. No one asked the hurricane how the hurricane identifies.
No.
I think we should actually only give hurricanes androgynous names from now on.
Like Darth Megatron.
Darth Megatron 3000.
Yo, this just in. Somebody is going to write a... column Op-ed. About how there are sexist radio shows on... Tufts Radio, and yeah, they're triggered, so it's gonna happen. I'm is calling this, it right now.
Oh, it's not for sure.
I'm just kidding.
Well, now they actually are triggered though, James.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, that's what I'm saying. I triggered them.
You're so meta.
So meta. Outrageous. Anyways, you're listening to the lovely sounds of Radiohead. On WMFO Medford Somerville. This song is called Reckoner. It's off the album In Rainbows. It's a delicious record. Jackson is going through them right now this week.
Haven't started, but I will be listening.
He's
to hit. Radio
He's ahead. Hitting them all. Anyways, I'm gonna play a tune for y'all, and then we'll be back on the air talking to you in your own home or in your own head. Because you have like headphones or like earbuds, like that's in your head, okay? That crossed the barrier of your head.
That's
like
true.
Your ear is part of your head.
That's true.
That is inside your ear. It's inside your head. We are the voices in your damn head. All right. Oh. Right. I hope you enjoy this next song. I don't even know what I'm gonna play.
Bye.
But I got one. But I got one.
Oh, y'all in for a treat.
Bye.
A treat.
that's the end of that. Good as the end of that, as I know. There are some things you don't know.
We are back on WMFO Radio 91.5 Medford in Somerville. Anything is possible radio here with an amazing group of dudes ready to talk about such topics as... Oh, what are we talking about?
The National Basketball Association.
The National Basketball Association. Now, Ben Simmons recorded a triple-double in his fourth game in the NBA. Of course, we know he is. He's been with the NBA for 2 years, so this is his second. Or he's his second year in the NBA. Yeah. He was hurt last year. Yeah.
Is he the guy who was the first round draft pick, or like the
first overall pick last year?
Yeah.
He recorded a triple double in his fourth game. It took LeBron until when did it take Bird?
January of his second year.
January of his second year. That's a long time. And LeBron James, he's good.
He's decent.
He's a D's player.
But Ben Simmons at this age is older than LeBron James was at that age.
Ooh.
LeBron James.
Controversial.
Fun fact. One of my best friends, her brother, played basketball with Ben Simmons and like went to several clinics with him.
In high school?
I think like in college.
Oh, okay.
He's like from Australia.
Yeah. Yo, he don't want to tell you that Ben Simmons dunked on his head. I'm calling her right now.
I have an
it's a pretty legit chance.
I have an important question. This is a question of when, not if. James Gregoire.
Right.
When will you dunk a basketball?
Yo, I can dunk a basketball. I dunked.
I think it's a question
for,
of if.
For those listening,
I dunked a large volleyball easily. Tomahawk. Tomahawk jam on a 10-foot hoop in the Tufts gym. I did a tomahawk jam with a volleyball. So the question is, can I hold on to a basketball?
Okay.
It's a challenge. Here. Right? I don't know. I tried it on the hoop. I tried on the hoop outside.
Anything is possible.
Right. Could not get that.
Because
you're not going to get that. There's a pole there. The rim's bent up. It's uncertain ground. You're not going to get that.
Okay.
Right. On your first dunk.
You got to do it in the gym. Right. I'm going to call baloney.
Baloney.
For context, for the listeners out here, James Gregoire is actually 6'9", and he can't dunk a basketball.
The most unathletic individual.
He's got no hops.
He is really tall.
Stubbiest arms you have ever seen.
Short.
But, anything is possible.
That's why they don't call me Giannis. Anyways. But yeah. You know, basketball is a good sport. It's fun. It's good to play with your friends. It's good to shoot around. We played some taps the other day. It was fun. It's a good time.
There's a lot. I think a lot of the appeal in basketball for me is just the competitive element.
Right.
And talking smack with my friends.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of times it's such a low stakes. Like, I've never played competitive basketball since I was, like, in middle school.
Right.
And so just, like, you know, being competitive with something you don't do super seriously is super fun.
You're just, like, I'm going to be extremely confident in this just for fun.
I have no right to be super confident, but I'm going to say, James, you can't dunk. You can't score threes on me because I'm better than you.
Yo, but I will say this to you, though. I will do a 360 dunk on your head as soon as the next time we play. And then...
7 foot hoop.
11-0.
Oh, yeah?
Ten foot hoop.
I'll mess you guys up in a game of checkers.
Yo, that's a bold claim there, but I don't know if you can back it up.
You don't think so?
I think...
You gotta graduate to chess, man.
I will do a 360 king double on your head.
Alright, dang it. Damn it, I knew he was gonna do that.
I've never played checkers.
Oh, really?
Same. I don't even... Is it, like, more complex than chess?
Much more complex than chess.
I feel like it'd be simpler.
No, what are you talking about, bro?
I'm a big fan of Chinese checkers.
There's complexity within the simplicity.
Chinese checkers?
Game. Very good game.
Dude, I need to... I think I played it as a child.
I used to be super good at it.
Right.
Yeah. What if
That's
we did,
awesome.
What if we did a board game night?
Yeah.
In here?
If you want to do it here, we can do it here.
We're gonna narrate ourselves playing a board game and see how interesting it is. People will love that.
We should
Rook to B6.
And next up, we got backgammon.
Knight to E5. I have sunk in battleship.
Yo, I want, like... I know there is chess commentary, but I want the hype guys in the basketball court to, like, go out and do that for chess. Oh, my God.
Cut a commentary.
I think you could do that for speed chess. Like, I feel like you could actually do it and it would be enjoyable and funny and like...
Fun fact for the listeners out there. When I was in the third grade, I was the Connecticut State champ in chess. And that's not a joke.
Wow.
That's messed up, dude.
Damn, we didn't know that. That's so legit.
Yeah. I'm so down for someone to hype me up and I crush some of these fools out here on Medford Radio.
Medford Radio.
Was it, like, age group based?
Yeah, it was age group based.
So third grade, have you improved since third grade?
I definitely have improved.
All right, we're playing chess with friends, all of us against you.
Chess with friends, we're download testing it that. Up.
We want to see if he's really the prodigy.
Dat Boy Jackson 100p.
Words with friends.
To all the listeners out there, add me on chess free.
Open challenge.
Open challenge, take me on.
Taking all
I will destroy you.
Anyone out there, come to the studio, I'll beat you.
Bobby Fischer, Barafati in the building.
We got four people lined up outside right now. They're here to take on the king.
Bang, the fans are dying.
We got so many viewers.
Yo, Bobby Fischer, he good, but where he at, man? You know what I mean? He's not here playing
me in
chess. He's somewhere hidden.
Yeah. He also has, like, maybe schizophrenia.
Right.
Yeah. Have you seen that documentary?
No.
He's absurd. I mean...
Yo, describe it.
Okay, so basically Bobby Fischer, for those of you who don't know, like the Michael Jordan of chess, like during the Cold War, he was just like steps ahead of his competition. The first real American, like, famous chess player that could beat the guys from the Eastern Bloc. And then he just kind of went crazy after, like, all of his fame, and he was kind of an introverted person his whole life. And now, I don't know if he's still alive, but...
He's been dead for about 8 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's dead shit.
But towards the end of his life, he was just, like, saying really inflammatory, anti-Semitic things.
In his old age, definitely it went crazy. But, I mean, that's what it takes. That's what happens when you have such a complex mind.
Yeah.
Complex.
Definitely. It withers away.
To be that good at chess, you gotta think there's some sort of divergence in your brain that allows you to be just miles ahead of any other human at this specific task.
There's something special going on.
Actually, some people think that some of the best chess players are actually mildly autistic so that they can perform at such a high level.
150%.
What's the statistic on MIT?
It's probably like 98%. That's pretty good.
Yo, we chirping.
not like that's offensive. That shouldn't be regarded as offensive. By the way, I'm about to get social justice, but that should not be an offensive thing. But yeah, there you go. Anyway,
Matt McDermott, be that back good in the at house. Chess, for the record, I would not want to be that good. Give me that talent somewhere else.
Right.
I'll dust all you guys in obscure backyard games. So we should have a day.
Oh, like backyard baseball, so. Backyard football.
No, ooh. Like big like cornhole, yeah, tetherball.
You run up right. can jam,
yeah.
Oh,
spike
no,
ball.
I'll take you down in can jam.
Ramp shot. That's a new backyard game that my friend Ian Golombeski started. Shout out. Yeah, you name it.
Right on, dude. I'll take my ping pong and foosball. Still waiting on one of you guys to come out and give me a slight challenge.
Yo, that has happened though. That has factually happened.
I got another weird childhood brag.
We love it.
I am the Westchester County champion.
In ping pong?
For the 9 to 10 year old age range.
For ping pong? Dude, you're the man.
For ping pong.
Yeah. He's the god.
Yo, I just wanted to point out right now that this microphone is so much better than my old microphone. I don't have to be that close to it.
Great stuff. I'll tell you what.
James always just thought that I just like sucked at being on the radio because I wouldn't get close to the microphone.
Yo.
But that one that Bird's on right now, I swear to God, really? That one is not as good.
Yo. The two are not mutually exclusive.
Big words.
No, I'm not saying you suck at being on the radio. I'm just saying you don't talk in the mic all the time, and it's true.
No, but I'm like a foot back from the mic right now, and you can hear me just fine.
McDermott is also 6'9". So
you were like, today you were like talking like a mile from it, and it was like a muffled, distant noise.
Yeah, you can just vibe out in the chair.
It's all right. We love your muffled, distant noise.
I'm actually about the muffled, distant noise. You know what? Never mind.
It makes you seem taller and further away.
No, it's like more like. He's more like mysterious.
Yeah, more aloof.
Man of mystery.
Hey, McDermott.
He's an aloof guy.
It's like if the Oracle of Apollo were to exist, I'm assuming he would talk in a similar muffled voice to that of McDermott on air.
Right. People would be just like, who's that talking? Who's it?
Who's man?
That would be perfect. That's perfect.
Hey McDermott, with your fancy new microphone over there.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the Great Schism of 2004 on Tufts campus?
The Great Schism of 2004.
You know what I'm talking about.
Jeez, Bert, I don't think it's. I think it's almost too soon to talk about that.
You think it's too soon?
The amount of maple syrup that was lost on that day. Unbelievable. We used to have 3 dining halls. You guys all know that, right?
Right.
There was DeWick.
I did not know that.
Miguel. And there was another one. It was like a barbecue takeout kind of place. It was near Ball Square. It was like past 574. And I guess just...
I don't know if you want to go into the details.
Back in 04, there was... Man, you're talking about... We're going to get some angry callers. Don't worry about this. Maybe if you guys want to talk about what happened in 2004... to the third dining hall and why we can't have horses on campus anymore.
Matt will have office hours.
I'll have office hours
to talk about
next Monday night from 10 to 11 on the radio.
There you go.
So stay tuned.
Bert, it's funny though, because you weren't there. You were doing the Survivor Man thing that year.
I was out there.
You're on the island.
Yeah, I was definitely on the island.
So, I was worried sick.
So, is it true that you were trapped on an island with a bunch of cows and you had to just suck milk out of the udder of these cows on an island?
Wait, the thing about these cows is they produced maple syrup.
That's what we can't talk about.
That's where all the maple syrup went.
Did you have to pasteurize the maple syrup or?
Oh, I had to churn it. Like, it was like a kind of a butter thing.
Oh, interesting. So some really thick maple syrup.
Oh, some thick stuff.
This was quite viscous. Starchy.
Proper use of the word viscous.
Extremely viscous.
Was it grade A dark amber?
Great word.
Are you aware?
It was 70 proof.
Oh, I understand.
70 proof. Unreal. I can't imagine what it must feel like to be.
Yeah, I'm sorry that maple syrup didn't make its way back to Tubbs, but
with a man of your experience, man, I'm just honored to be on air with you every week.
100%. Utterly honored.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Alright, so now I'm gonna tell you guys about my new favorite hobby. There's this Reddit I came across yesday called r/catastrophic failure.
Catastrophic failure.
And it's a collection of videos and clips of bridges and dams and cranes and stuff just malfunctioning and falling over. And it's none of the rules, you can't have like anyone getting hurt on the video, so there can't be stuff that like killed people.
Right.
But it's just massive structural failures on air. And it's just like, there was this one in Louisiana, there was this big lake. It was like a giant lake. And there was somebody who was fracking in this lake in like '60s, I think, or '70s. And they're fracking in this lake. And there's also a salt mine that was like miles away and dug like I'm way down under the lake. And these people drilling for oil accidentally drilled, they were drilling through the lake for oil. They accidentally hit the salt mine and it suctioned out the entire lake.
Oh, wow.
Into the salt mine.
The salt has super low permeability, so it takes forever to go through the salt.
No. It dissolved the salt and it just started.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and it
wow.
just started and it just filled the salt mine and this lake disappeared.
Darn.
Like, it was like it was like 14 billion gallons of water. It just disappeared.
That's a whole mean maple syrup.
No. Look up Louisiana.
He's watching it now.
Isn't that crazy? There were barges and stuff on that lake that got pulled down into the mine, just disappeared.
Dude, have you seen some of the, they're like photos from, what is it, not the Caspian Sea, but like all these like lakes in like Central Asia.
The over Ural by like Sea.
Russia, Ural Sea.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
just massive sea, inland sea, like just dried up.
Yeah, in 30 years that sea went from one of the top 10 in the world to now.
It was
it's
just
like,
water was so much water is being drawn from it.
Yeah.
They're like massive ships just like on the bottom. Like entire communities have been devastated because they have no more fishing, no more economy.
And also as the sea has like become smaller, the concentrations of chemicals like that have been dumped over the years have become higher, so you have less water, and also the water that's left is like contaminated.
Yeah.
So like these people are just like really screwed.
Yeah, it's pretty absurd.
We had a debate topic actually 1 year in speech and debate, and it was all about the Aral Sea. It was really random, but yeah, I remember that.
There's this one lake in California, apparently there's like this community that came up. There was a casino somewhere near like Death Valley, like really rural desert.
Oh, Salton Sea.
Yeah. And there's this company just built a lake. They just dug into the ground and built this massive lake and built like a vacation community around it in the middle of nowhere. And it was great for like 5 years. And then because there were no rivers that led out of the lake, it was just all rainwater that would collect. The chemicals from the mountain and the surrounding area would just get put into the lake, and since there was no outlet for it, just these chemicals and salts built up, and over time the lake just got salter and salter and salter until nothing could survive in it, and then no one would, like, it got too salty to swim in. And so this whole like vacation town that sprang up within like 10 years became like a huge ghost town.
Like the Salton Sea, I think it's the same thing. It's like just nothing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if you look at that catastrophic videos subreddit, you might also find a video of Rory Buchman's bridge collapsing after holding about 35 pounds.
Bit of background. For my structural analysis class, we had to build a bridge out of balsa wood, and mine was horrendous. it did not go well. We hit the professor on the head with it as it like collapsed.
Unbelievable.
Pretty spectacular. But it was a lot of fun.
And that's the reason why Rory was expelled. We've helped him out by providing a home for him and providing activities for him, like going on the radio. But he is homeless, starving, and his family has disowned him. And he's been expelled from his ball.
Setting
up
a GoFundMe.
One listen on this radio show equals one prayer for Rory.
Pray for Rory.
Just kidding. Rory Buchman is an outstanding student at Tufts University.
Oh, thank you.
You might also find a video of James Gregoire dunking on that subreddit.
But it's fake because it's never happened.
Speaking of, on the similar vein of catastrophic failures, I came across a video today of a subject that's long entranced me. And when I get one of these videos, I just can't stop watching. Has to do with big ships.
Big ships.
Ooh.
Big ships.
Love those.
I actually love big ships, but they freak me out a little bit, right? They're just so big.
Early in the morning?
Oh, man.
Wake up and just have your coffee.
In a big ship? Is that... Or just see it.
Did you get my Snapchat yesterday?
Is this related to the big shit?
No, I was straight up talking about like big like oil tankers.
Yeah. The stuff that carries compressed natural gas, those things are super impressive.
That's crazy.
Dude, so I watched like a 5-minute video today of ships of that caliber, US warships, just very large ships going through tumultuous waves.
Oh, that's scary.
Enormous waves. Like you would think it was out of like the Pacific Rim movie or something, out of some action movie.
Oh, that's crazy.
I didn't even know the ocean naturally looked like this. And
it's unbelievable.
It was one of the scariest things I've ever witnessed. And you gotta think, like, those things are probably built pretty sturdy. Everyone's probably inside. Chances are it's just gonna be a bumpy ride and everything will be fine. But I mean, that's just incredible. The force of nature. And then the engineering of man that allows them to traverse it is just absolutely incredible.
Wow.
So in Houston, this is related. They do not have good surfing in Texas, but what they do have is a giant channel of dredged, passage so that the big oil takers can come through because obviously there's a lot of oil in Texas. And
right.
So people will just go to the sides where it's not dredged anymore, and they'll just like surf off the waves of these hundred of foot boats, and like you can go and rent like a little dinghy and a little surf guide in quotations to go out there with you and pull you along and catch waves off these giant ships. It's pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
On the topic of big ships, in 8th grade, I had like this creative writing project for like my English class.
Right.
And I wrote a story about like a terrorist blowing up one of these massive natural gas tankers. It's like destroyed a city of London.
Oh my god.
It was a work of art.
But, like, wow, that's probably a profound thing really to horrible. Write. It was,
like, just bad writing. Because it was probably like, yeah, there was a really big tanker. And it blew it up.
So you planned in 6th grade to destroy the city of London.
Yeah, I was pretty messed up.
He's on a watch list.
Yeah, can't go in any fights, yeah.
How far will Rory Butman's downward turn go?
Mr. Goodon. Jim.
So on another occasion, I watched another video, and of course I watched the entire thing, about really big ships. But this one is of a much more chaotic nature. This one,
the Titanic,
was big. No, this one was big ship crashes.
Oh,
and that was actually surreal to watch because you never see these big oil tankers hitting anything, and I saw just like 5 minutes, easily 30 plus enormously catastrophic crashes. Like I saw. I don't know how this happened, but it's just a video taken from land of an oil tanker absolutely unable to slow down, barreling into the already populated pier by like two smaller yet very large boats.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're looking at it right now.
That is absurd.
That is one big ship in between two other big ships.
Okay, it's something that you almost never see happen. It looks fake. Like it doesn't follow the rules of the world that we kind of know. You know what I mean?
We just beat nature. We just took nature and formed it into what we wanted.
Right. A computer is a rock that we tricked into running programs.
Doing some cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's a rock.
Anyways.
It's like cooking, you know?
Yeah, it's like cooking.
Different ingredients.
Yeah. Take a little bit of silicon. Some of this
platinum.
Dose of this?
Glass. Dose. Yeah, just a dose of that. Yeah. We only need it for a little bit. This show is amazing, man. We just described a bunch of YouTube videos about ships and then looked at a photo and described that photo, and it was still riveting. A radio content.
Like we've also been very educational, teaching kids about lots of different things like big ships.
All you Tufts kids, I hope you're learning. I hope you're learning. This is your real education. You can't learn anything from what they're telling you. Everything they're telling you is fact.
There are no classes out there called big ships.
This is for the kids majoring in big ships.
Big ships.
There's actually.
I think I found my major.
to further your education on really big ships. Now there's a website, and forgive me, I do not recall the name of the website at this very moment. But you can Google the general description. I'm sure it'll pop right up. It was made popular during Hurricane Irma because it was very interesting to watch. This website shows the positions of really big ships all around the world. And they're registered, so it just tracks them. It gives you weather information that they're recording.
Like really big ones?
Like enormous ships. And it's actually pretty cool. So the reason it was made popular during Irma was because Irma was such a powerful storm when it was still out in the ocean. They had diverted almost all traffic except this one. I don't know who the pilot was, clearly some sort of beast. But he had a delivery to make, clearly, and the guy was just barreling through. He was going at super speeds and just chugging on right through Hurricane Irma, and there is not a soul within hundreds of miles to him, if not thousands.
What?
And you can see this crazy all dude on the big ship's website.
For those of you who think we're speaking in some sort of innuendo, we're not. We're talking about big ships.
We like big ships.
I cannot lie. They give me anxiety like a little bit, you know? I feel like that's part of the interest for me.
Oh my god.
Displays so much
again,
water.
Again, innuendo.
And I look at them and it's just like, it's so big, it's so massive, and it's made out of metal, and it's floating.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
It's like,
I don't know. It's like, I went on a cruise once, and like, even my cruise ship was much smaller than like other cruise ships, and like, big like tankers and stuff, and it's still like absurd that you can live your whole life on one of those things.
Unbelievable.
And it's just like, you don't feel like you're at sea as well because it's so big.
Right
I was on a ship one time, a really big ship, and it had an ice skating rink. I mean,
it's crazy.
There's like two ice skating rinks in all of Miami-Dade County, and there's one ice skating rink on this ship.
Right.
50%. It has 50% of the ice skating rinks in 0.001% of the space. That's incredible. And it's floating.
Would you ever retire on a cruise ship?
What do you mean retire?
Dude, there's a lot of people who, instead of retiring in like...
That stuff's wild.
No, that's interesting.
Those people like just live on those things, that's so whack.
That's really weird.
The places are so whack.
I've never been on a cruise, but I think it'd be not my kind of fun.
They're not that enjoyable.
Cruise vacations are one of the laziest vacations you could take.
Yeah, you show me Bill Burr's. You look up Bill Burr's rant on cruise ships.
So we went on like a family reunion.
Right. It's a good family reunion.
Because like we have like very old like grandparents and like stuff like that. So we just like put them there. So they can't get lost.
Right. Same.
That's good.
When going on a trip with the grandparents, you know, that was the move for my family. And I'll tell you what, I'm not about to say that I don't like cruises. I think like
James you loves can go, cruises.
James loves. I'm not saying
for his birthday.
This is not my favorite type of vacation, but the amount of places you can go.
Like, I went to Alaska. That was sick.
Right. That's sick, dude. I went to Barcelona, Mallorca.
Oh, wow.
Florence, Rome.
Ibiza?
Ibiza. Oh. No, I didn't go there. And Monaco in a week. That's the thing that you can do.
So much nice. Like, I feel like it's
huge cons.
Is it nicer to go by water or by like driving to other places? That would take longer, I guess.
Like how much time is spent on the actual boat versus in the city?
Yeah, you don't need to drive.
They would drive like to a new place overnight. Yeah. So you'd be wake up every day in a new city. The sole draw really of cruises for me is like the ability to if you see volume. If you're looking for a volume type of thing. Really, ultimately, like the best vacation is gonna be like you go to a place, really get into it, like know the place. Right. But like, that's just for volume.
I'm in on cruises. I'm in.
I'd go on a cruise. I would absolutely. I would go on a cruise to Alaska. No question.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Because like, I wouldn't see Alaska otherwise. Yeah,
we stopped at like three different towns or cities. I guess they're all towns.
How long
Alaska.
Does it take?
This one was like 4 or 5 days.
From where to Alaska?
It went from Vancouver. Up to like, went to Juneau, two other, or Ketchikan, one other place I don't remember the name, and then saw some glaciers as well.
Wow.
Oh.
and then came back to Vancouver.
If it's to Alaska, I'd go. I think you can do
New York to Alaska. You go through like the Panama Canal.
There's no way that's five days, like months.
Oh yeah, that's months.
Is it months?
In 2017?
I say it's 2 weeks.
I say it's.
Do you come back to New York afterwards? That just seems excessive.
It's probably a month. You're probably putting a month down.
Is there gonna be a canal? Because
they have like cruises from like Australia to like San Francisco.
Right.
How long does that take?
Probably quite a while, and you don't see much. You're just in the open water. Like it's kind of
right. What if you hit those crazy waves?
I think.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's whack to do.
I want to go to a private island. I want to go to like a crazy.
Dude, I want a private island.
Yeah.
Or just like an island.
I want to live in the middle of nowhere in Utah. I want to live in the desert. Mm.
As of right now, my cousin is on semester at sea.
For the whole semester.
Going to all different countries, continents. Like, that's like cruises.
Sweet life on deck.
Sweet life on deck.
Yeah, cruise ship on steroids, even though it's much smaller. The experience of a cruise is just extended.
Yeah. These two kids from my high school are on it right now. And they like, haven't, they like weren't friends in high school, went to different universities, and are now on the same boat for a semester.
Wow. Are they friends now?
I hope they are now.
Rory, answer me this.
No, major beef.
But if, like, it's 2017 and we have all these engineers at different places, where is our canal that goes from, like, the Great Lakes to, like, the West Coast?
The Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, to the Pacific Ocean.
If you give us...
Why doesn't that exist?
$100 trillion
St. Lawrence River, though.
Anyone can dig, though, like, with a shovel. Like,
you can get
really
there.
Deep for the big ships.
You can't get there with the St. Lawrence River.
You can get there connecting. There's a connection.
The Northwest Passage does not exist.
There is no Northwest Passage.
Yeah. Am I tripping about this?
Can you not get into Lake Michigan from the ocean?
You can get to
the Great Lakes from the ocean. You just can't get it from the Great Lakes to the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, no, there's a continental divide. You can't do that.
I was talking about...
There's a whole bunch of land.
A different page here.
There is a Northwest Passage. It's called a plane.
You got me.
What about like a tunnel? Would that be more efficient?
Yo, I actually did the math on like how much it would cost. Very rough estimate.
On a tunnel
from like New York to Spain, like back in like 12th grade economics, because I got super bored.
How much?
It was a shit ton of money.
Trillions.
Oh yeah, like way more than trillions. Like way more than the humanly comprehensible.
More than quadrillions.
How many Oreos you could buy with that money?
And also, like, we made so many assumptions on like what it would cost based on, I think, the chano, like the.
You can't just multiply the chano like 100 times. There would definitely be an economy of scale there, like
because
you get so much more efficient in digging because there'd be a market for it. So people would put.
It's so much deeper.
At some point, you're gonna get less efficient. Like
right, because you have to go all the way out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, how much is the extension of the Green Line gonna cost?
Well, that's a good point. The budget's gone up quite a bit.
How is it like? Is it the bees or the?
No, it's millions.
Millions.
Yeah, I think originally it was supposed to be like 2.7 million, but it's gone up.
Two point seven million.
It's gone up to closer.